Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Guest speaker, our son, Juwan Speller. Please, enjoy.
People, they don't really understand the take up your cross for it. If you can, you turn with me to Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Say amen. And he sent his... Wait, it's 27. Okay. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be his disciple. There it is. From Jesus' mouth himself. He said, if you do not bear your own cross, you cannot follow him. He didn't say bear it sometime. Another scripture says bear it daily. That means in every aspect of your life, you got to endure what's going to come with following Jesus. A lot of people are going to talk about you bad. You're going to lose a lot of friends, family. But who cares? Because you got Jesus, and that's all you need. We got to stop complaining all the time because we go through a little pain. We lose a job. We want to start, whoa, why me? Look, if God can part the sea so the Israelites can walk through it, what makes you think he can't give you a job? That's nothing to him. A job? There you go, right there. Maybe he lost that job for you so he can give you a better job and a better opportunity later on. Christian folks are the most complaining people. How can you complain and the one that we serve has everything? He owns the whole world. He owns 100 cattle and all this stuff. He can give you 100-fold or whatever we have now. So if he takes it away, you better believe he's going to give you more later on. Maybe he's trying to show you something. Maybe he's trying to give you a cross so when you get to that bridge later on, you can use that cross to cross that bridge. God is not our personal genie. A lot of people want to put the cross down when pain comes. Just because God doesn't answer it right now doesn't mean he's not going to answer it later on. Maybe the answer is no so he can show you something. He's taking you through the wilderness for a reason. Take notes. Follow Jesus, not the crowd. A lot of us, myself too, we used to follow the crowd. We used to do things that aren't magnifying what Jesus told us to do. Wear our pants low, pants on the ground, got the hat turned sideways. Yeah, sure, it may seem cool now, but what's going to happen when you try to go get a job? It might seem cool now, but what happens if something chases you? You're going to fall on your face. We seen it. I was watching a TV show the other day. The man had his pants all the way down here. Tried to run away from the cops. What happened? Boom. Right on his face. Couldn't get away. Why? Because he's trying to follow the crowd. Point is, he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing in the first place. And sure, all these calls don't even measure up to what the Lord has in store for us. He gives us future and present blessings. And what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to name some of the future blessings that he has in store for us. Everyone turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 27. Get there, say amen. Now this is Peter talking, all right? Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and follow thee. What shall we have for thee? What he's saying is, Lord, we left everything. We left all our stuff behind. Was it worth it? Was it good enough? Is something in store for us? What do we get? Well, he's going to tell you what you get. He promised us eternal life and joy with him. Like you just sung the song, every day will be like Sunday. Well, yes, it will. No more pain, no more suffering, no more crying, no more bills, no more debts, no more car payments. You know, I don't have a car, but when I get one, no more car payments. No more taxes, no more tests, no more final exams, no more homework, spelling lists. Whatever causes you pain, there will be no more. Every day will be like Sunday. Every day will have joy in your life. And you know, as we all know, the world is coming to an end. And God's going to pour his wrath out on this place. Good thing for us, we won't be here. He's going to save us from that. Why? Because we are God's people. And when you're God's people, he protects you from those type of things. He also promised us present blessings. Peace that only God can give. I don't know about you, but when you get God's peace, you can be in the middle of a tornado, the middle of a hurricane, whatever, no job, no food. You're going to be happy. People are going to think you're crazy. They're going to try to commit you. Why are you happy? Why? Because I know God is going to bring me.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.